Let's call it the $97 million vote. One person who got to decide whether a specially created district can sell $97 million in bonds and levy property taxes for a big project. The 400-acre North Oak Cliff Municipal Management District includes the massive canyon project being built by Stratford Land in West Dallas. And the one person eligible to vote for the financing? Well, he's the 24-year-old son of a vice president at Stratford. Sound kind of fishy? Stratford officials weren't available to talk with us, but Tim Green, an attorney for the financing district, says this is standard operating procedure.
The use of these special districts has been a common tool throughout the state of Texas for the last 50, 60 years. There are thousands and thousands of these districts that have been created to finance billions and billions of dollars of public infrastructure.
So here's how it works. Stratford Land went to the city of Dallas with a plan for turning the vacant land at Interstate 30 and Westmoreland into a mixed-use development. $700 million worth of hotel space, residences, offices, and stores. But the area also needed millions of dollars of infrastructure, roads, water lines, and sewage. The city's economic development director, Carl Zavitkowski, says the city just couldn't afford to pay for that.
We just don't have enough money or wouldn't have enough bonding capacity to go in and do all this and do all the other things that we need to do to make our city strong.
So the city and local lawmakers got the legislature to create the North Oak Cliff Municipal Management District with the authority to ask voters in the district for permission to raise money that would repay Stratford for building the infrastructure. But what do you do if there aren't many, if any, potential voters in the district? Attorney Tom Green says that's the situation here.
You're using these vehicles to develop vacant property, so there are not going to be any people living in them.
Stratford Land does, however, own the one 49-year-old brick house that sits in the district, and that's the address Austin Lee Best used when he registered to vote 3 months ago.
So I'm at the address listed for Austin Lee Best. Knocking on the door. Hear a couple dogs inside, and I see four vehicles outside, but no Mr. Best.
So we ask attorney Tim Green, does he really live there?
Yes.
Is there anything unusual in the one voter being the son of a vice president at Stratford Land?
No. We've created dozens upon dozens of districts, and they've had people who are either friends of the developer out there, family members, the developer itself.
The county election supervisor says it all appears to be legal. City officials will have a final say before the special district can even sell the bonds. And the economic development director says Dallas will have a new economic center in a once neglected part of town. Still, SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says this special election is bound to look suspicious.
It's very unusual to have an election in which there's a single voter.
Gilson says the city should have gone beyond what's required and publicized this financing process.
There should have been an additional public political process, an announcement, an explanation, a response to questions.
Because, he says, in an age where there's often little trust in government, being upfront and transparent is important. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.